Thank you. Colleagues, the next two items, 864 and 865, 864 is, and I'll let Carla read it in a moment, as you will recall, was a resolution. 865 is a second reading of a non-emergency ordinance. We took testimony on both of these items last week. There will be no testimony today, but we continued the resolution so that Commissioner Fritz would have an opportunity to take a vote on the resolution today. If you could please call items 864 and 865, and then we'll take them in sequence.
864, accept status report on the progress towards the actions and items listed in the Division Transit Project Locally Preferred Alternative Conditions of Approval. And 865, authorize an intergovernmental grant agreement with TriMet for the Division Transit Project in an amount not to exceed $15,730,000.
Very good. Is there any other discussion on item 864 before we call the roll? Please call the roll on the resolution 864.
Well, I want to once again thank TriMet, Metro, our own Bureau of Transportation, Prosper Portland, for all the work they've done with the community to make this important transit project closer to reality. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to all the staff and everybody who presented last week. I did watch the entire record yesterday evening. I was a little bemused by all the references to synchronized swimming, but that was... brought back good memories of my daughter being in Portland Parks and Recreation Tsunami Synchro under Christina Todd. So anyway, also want to thank April Bertelson and Teresa Boyle, longtime Portland Bureau of Transportation employees who are doing their usual stellar work, and also our partnership with TriMet. This vote accepts the status report. I believe that there's many of us who are not entirely satisfied with the status, that there's more work to be done, particularly under the housing and business support, and particularly east of 82nd. So I know the community wants to see more progress on making sure that businesses and residents are not displaced as this wonderful project goes in. I know that there's also some continued concern about exactly how it's going to work with various traffic and transit improvements. I'm very pleased to see a lot of TriMet's improvements in East Portland in particular, so thank you for that. And finally, thanks to Janine Gates on my staff for her excellent staff work. Aye.
I thought the presentations we got from TriMet, Metro, PBOT, Prosper Portland were terrific, and I wholeheartedly support this project. I was at a business association luncheon yesterday at Division Midway and actually took Division all the way up to get to the event. And there was a young African-American man who worked in a local business there in Midway who asked me a question and said, with respect to this bold plan to speed up rapid transit bus service along Division, he said, how will this be different than the experience that my family and I had in Inner Northeast with light rail? And I'm reminded that you know, we are painfully aware that once upon a time there was an Albina plan where people came together in good faith. They acknowledged that there were certain events that could happen in the future that could have an impact on the neighborhood. And yet light rail came in and had a profound effect of displacing and people and gentrifying the area in ways that even thoughtful people 20 years ago didn't anticipate. So now we are armed with the historical knowledge of what these kinds of investments often do, both on the positive side and the negative side of the ledger. And it is vitally important to this council that we focus on the potential for displacement and that we plan for the inevitable gentrification that will occur. And we're not just making, by the way, investments in transit. Another person at my luncheon brought up the question of a new park that's been proposed for 150th and Division. There's a lot of infrastructure that is planned in these communities, which is going to have the effect of raising land values and displacing and gentrifying. It is inevitable. So as we plan for a more progressive transit system that gets people, you know, from A to B quicker and more efficiently, and we take advantage of smart technologies and all the wonderful things you presented to us. We are. I want to also just join my colleague, Commissioner Fritz, in putting down a marker that we are very concerned about not repeating the mistakes of the past. And so working with our community partners to make sure that whatever prosperity is generated through these kinds of investments is broadly shared, and that we have strategies in place to make sure people are not being displaced. And that's going to take a coordinated effort. It goes well beyond Prosper Portland. It'll include the Housing Bureau and many other agencies. But it is vitally important that we demonstrate to this community that we can have both a vision of better transit, but not at the expense of displacing historic populations. So with that caveat, I thought it was a terrific report, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Wheeler.
I won't repeat what Commissioner Fish said, because he said it far more eloquently than I could ever say it, but he's exactly right. We have reinvented, or we're in the process of reinventing, the way we think about development and design and community. This project, I think, is a fantastic project, and it's one that's been asked for many years. It has four key components, from my perspective, that are desirable. First of all, it improves safety, which helps achieve our Vision Zero goals. Obviously, it makes improvements to traffic flow, as well as enhancing transit, and will lead to streetscape improvements as well. And all these things are great. But when it comes to the partnership, this is new. Prosper Portland's role at this table is very much focused not just on an economic development play, but also the question of equity. Who benefits from the developments and the investments that are being made in this community, and ensuring that as we go forth with the project, and we heard TriMet commit to this, and certainly the city is committed, and I know Metro is committed to making sure that as contracts come forward and people benefit through economic, as people's economic prosperity is positively impacted, we want to make sure that prosperity is widely distributed and that all have an opportunity to participate in the economic upside that projects like this provide. I also believe there's an opportunity to learn from some of the lead work that's already been done on a different transportation project, namely the Southwest Corridor, where the City of Portland and the City of Tigard and TriMet and others are working on an anti-displacement strategy even before we get to the brass tacks of what the transportation strategy looks like. In other words, rather than being the last one in to talk about land banking or housing opportunities or commercial enterprises, we're actually leading that conversation. And as I've said, I've thrown down the marker that we will only support the transportation initiative provided that the anti-displacement strategies and the affordable housing and workforce housing strategies and the local commercial opportunities are discussed as part of that overall project. And I'm very pleased with the partnership that's been developed there. I am pleased to see that the council is thinking about these issues and not thinking about them after the fact, but thinking about them proactively. And I was very, very pleased with the staff presentation that we received on this last week, and strongly supported. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Now to the ordinance, 865. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, the money going with it is always a good thing, to make sure that we can invest the appropriate amount to the planning and implementation. And thanks, Commissioner Saltzman, and your Chief of Staff, Matt Graham, and also former Commissioner Steve Novick and former Director Leah Treat for all of their work on this project. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for reminding me about the 150th and Division site. One of the most satisfying purchases that I've made over the past 5 years, and then with the council under Mayor Hales funding the master plan, it's basically ready to go now, just lacking $20 million or so to get it constructed. But it's going to be a great resting place and attraction for 150th and Division in an area that desperately needs those amenities and deserves those amenities. So it's great when our bureaus and our council works together on projects like this, each in our lane, but making sure that they come together in the end. And I'm confident you'll be able to do that as the next Parks Commission. At least I hope you will, with the resources being, if they're available. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for all the good work on this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, and everybody who worked so hard on this. The ordinance is adopted. Next up.